Have you suffered from the beer sweats? Give us a call. You may be entitled to nothing. This is the perfect pour.
Is this it?
I felt it, so I just rolled with it.
All right.
Wasn't what I had planned, but that's it.
Welcome to the Perfect Sports, a show about things that are fun, the people that like good beer. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Show about things that are fun to people that went, didn't come out right. It's if you like beer, the good beer, especially indie beer, you're gonna like it. You're gonna like hanging out with us because we're gonna drink beer, we're gonna have some fun, let you get away from all the crap going on out there,
and just
hang out. We're keeping our distance still. We're all three in our personal studios.
Sanitizing.
I'm Mikey.
I'm sanitizing right now.
That was Nick.
Hi. I thought we did this already.
I don't know. I'm just, reassuring everyone, making sure, double checking.
I'm still the Nick.
Checking all the boxes.
Still
mad. Listeners are going to call us. They're going to leave us some stuff to do, talk about. And we're also going to have some, I got a lot of looking out for beers this week.
What?
Stay with us.
You've been making notes in your field notes.
Yep. Before the show, we were tailgating, and I opened up this was a duplicate sent to us by Chef from Chicago. It's another Tome from Half Acre, the Hazy Pale. Very good beer. It's got the sun, 70s, 60s style sunset, and it's a good beer, and I'm enjoying it, and I wanted to make sure it got drank before it got old. Louis here. He hasn't had anything during the tailgate, but he's ready for a cracker. And there you go, Lou. Louis gets his first cracker of the show. What are you guys drinking right now? What are you drinking, Nick?
I'm already in my show beer.
Uh-oh.
What the Vock is going on? Tangerine and Raspberry Sour by Zach's Brewing.
Wow. Local. Did you have one before? Reference.
Yeah, this will be my second time having this.
Oh, okay. Two beers in for Nick already. Matt, what do you got going on over there?
Just drinking a hazy from Kilo Kilo.
Kilo Kilo. Ooh. Oh, new.
He made a stop.
Fancy.
Kilo Kilo. Why Nui? Why Nui? Something? Juicy IPA made with 100% Mosaic hops.
Oh, what? 100% Mosaic hops. Well, I add that to my looking out for. Is it all mosaic-y? Is it got all the goodness of the mosaic?
It's good.
It's good.
From a brewery I've had zero beers from that I've now had. Well, sorry, less than five beers from. I think this is the third, and it's been pretty solid.
All right.
So they know what they're doing over there.
Apparently. These are the new kids on the block. Are they in San Luis Obispo, or are they in the Tuscadero? Where the hell are they?
Templeton.
Where is that?
They're literally, like, if you look north, you'll see Firestone.
So, oh. Okay. So Paso Robles.
Yes. And the brewer is formerly from Toolbox. So
nice. All right. Well, that's a good start. Good start to our 360th episode.
Wowzers.
Wowzers.
Were we supposed to quit by now? Did not. We did not get the memo.
Did we have some sort of pact we were going to do?
Culture.
Nick, start it off.
Okay, but I'm pouring my beer. Hold on.
All right, everyone hold for a beer pour.
Hold on. Okay. Yes. As I feared, this is old data. But we're going to go with it anyway.
Out. Still checks out.
It was released this month, but it's from data from 2018. So things may have changed, especially under the circumstances.
Uh-oh. I'm
choking on crackers.
All right. Make sure those are just cracker coughs.
I got my mask on. It's okay. All right. I'm only hurting myself. Okay, ranking the states. How would you like to rank these states? Would you like to know?
Radness?
Radness is number one.
That's pretty rad.
How about overall gallons of beer drink?
That's pretty rad. Yeah, go for it.
Yes, no.
Is Fresno on that one?
Yeah, Fresno is number one.
Are we going to go through the whole 50, all 50 states?
No. Oh, no.
No, coming in at number 50, Delaware.
As usual, coming just our in favorites. At
number 49, North Dakota.
Pretty close. That's 45.
Montana is 19.
Wow. No.
Damn it. Hawaii is 14.
Ooh, no again.
Well, I done playing.
Skips dub.
Of course, California is number one.
Woo!
727.3 million gallons of beer drink.
Million.
Yay. California, bro.
California is like the best at beer, man.
Texas is number two.
That's right.
Our friends in Florida, number three.
Florida. We don't have Florida. An accent. Florida.
Is that their state?
Yep. On that's their state motto. That's the state flag. Florida. We don't have an accent.
Accent free since 93.
Hi, I'm from Florida.
I couldn't tell. Your lack of accent surprises me.
Their accent is a lack of accent. So you're like, oh, you're from Florida.
So it's like, it's not that we have an accent. It's that we're the absence of accent.
Yeah.
Colin Janine are keeping Colorado up at number 18.
There's another non-accent state.
Non-accent states.
Get an accent. If you want to be a real state.
Well, I feel like I would say Colorado, and I feel like people there say Colorado.
Colorado. They got like just a little touch of Midwest in there. Just a little bit
it's
of
like
northern
shedding off by Midwest. The time you get to Colorado.
Yeah, it's like just a faint hint. They say washing. Instead of
like, I'm gonna drive my Subie out in the burbs.
Wow. Yeah.
Drive my kayaks up them rivers.
Yeah, I'm driving kayaks up the river.
Kayaks up the river.
So what? Top ten, Matt or Nick? Sorry.
Oh, you want to roll out the top 10?
Let's go. Throw it out there. Number 10. Right.
So we did California.
Texas.
Florida.
Okay. Yeah. Florida.
New York.
New York's number four.
Four. New York. Number five. Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Six. Illinois.
Chicago.
That's a Chicago, I'm guessing. Seven. Ohio.
Eight.
North Carolina. All right. Big fan of Ohio here. Get that man a t-shirt. 8 is North Carolina. 9 is Michigan.
All right.
10 is Georgia.
Detroit. Georgia, huh? Atlanta.
Yeah, you think so? You think that's holding them up?
They're also, these are also the heart of rock and roll cities that Huey talked about. Oddly enough, all these.
I was forecasting beer drink.
Yep.
I was like, he's not trying to shoehorn Huey in this.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh, yes. Sure.
I found it. Found the way to get it in there.
Sports.
You know, the heart of rock and roll is still beating, right? You know that, right? From what I can see, I believe him.
Wow. I wish I knew more words to this song. I'd play along.
Yeah, no one else has helped me out here. So there you go. California, which we produce the most, or we drink or produce the most liquid. Is that, that's right. That's the, that's what I need to remember from that.
Yep.
All right.
Is, California gold.
So what you say?
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Yep.
It, it really, really drives them wild. Thanks, Google.
What else?
I think California Gold did an episode on hops, or PBS in general did an episode on hops. It's worth watching, by the way.
You're saying this will turn into a beer, huh?
That's right.
I think the guy was up towards Chico, but it was like legit hop growing and drying, and
it's one pretty of cool the place. California Gold
2005. Hugh Hauser, California.
Oh, Hugh. He just looked it up. He just.
I'm already on Google Googling.
He just fact checked.
I'm in the internet.
Heart of rock and roll there. Might as well search some Hugh Hauser, too.
Wow. The government, whoever's assigned to watching you, Nick, is like, oh, man, what the hell is he doing tonight?
This guy's all over the place.
tonight. You know what? I take the night off of watching Nick. There's nothing I'm going to see.
He's kind of creeping me out, man.
Yeah. Huey Lewis, and then he's looking up Hugh Hauser.
Yeah. Then he's Googling, does hard seltzer expire?
Does it?
I don't know. I was trying to read this article. But
is date, is dates, are dates important in hard seltzer? That's a good, question.
I feel like it would like separate or something.
It would start getting like mealy or something. I don't know.
All they're saying is there's a freshness window. They're not saying
freshness
yes or no.
Freshness window.
In the
seltzer industry, we call it a freshness window. It's what we like to call it. You know, separate us from the beer. Are you enjoying that freshness window there, man?
Yeah, so don't keep it in your basement over the summer. It might not taste good.
No, just go out and buy some more.
It never expires.
You see, there's like some sort of Blue Moon thing. It's like seltzery, but it's like Blue Moon.
Oh, no.
They're in like energy drink cans and stuff. I don't know. The whole world's pretty crazy, guys. I don't know if you were aware.
Yeah.
What else, Nick?
There's no
what
more
else
good.
Is on the internet, Nick?
What no else more is good on the tie-ins Google? To harder rock and roll.
Oh, damn it. I really thought we were going to hit out of the park this episode with the Huey Lewis stuff.
Yeah, Huey Lewis.
Maybe later. Still a lot of time. Podcast still young.
Hops. And
we'll get some sports references in here. Don't worry.
Yay, sports.
The album. Not sports ball.
Okay. Because you can't go to sports anymore.
Mm-hmm. Nope. You guys stopped it somehow.
Yeah, if we could only stop the haze, my life would be perfect.
So that's all you got, Nick?
That's all I got.
All right. What's Maddie?
I'm now Googling
Maddie boy got
sports references.
Basic sports referencing.
Grinder.
Whoops, I'm on Grinder.
Whoops. How'd we get there? I want a new drug.
Okay. You can talk to us about that later. Right now we're trying to do a podcast.
Okay.
There it is. I can see it's like a murky, there's like a car coming out of the fog, if I remember that video correctly. That's Huey on the harmonica, man.
You think the
Cliftons know how to do a harmonica? This is a Huey.
They played a show with him before.
What?
Yeah.
What?
San Francisco Blues Festival. They played with Huey Lewis.
Oh, wow. Did they go down stage together at all?
I think him and John did.
Wow.
At the end with the harmonicas.
Nice. Oh, did they do a harmonica battle? A la Crossroads styles with Steve Vai and Ralph Macchiato.
There you go. Macchiato. Wow.
All right. So in the craft beer news this week.
Not the Huey Lewis podcast?
Yeah. You don't have a Huey Lewis reference, Matt? What? All right. Well, fine. We'll go with it, I guess.
In quotations, Vermont's best known brewery is leaving the state.
Huh? Alchemist?
You gotta go back a few years.
Oh.
A little earlier in the book. Brewery's been around there for 26 years. They're going to consolidate their brewing in their New York area or production facility. It's Magic Hat.
Oh, those guys. Forgot about them.
So they said typical things, just saying that, you know, newer breweries have
press release was typical things.
Yeah. Newer breweries have come around and their aging styles haven't been as popular and they're just going to consolidate.
Guess you guys don't like us anymore, so we're just going to go back to New York.
Wow.
So they've agreed to sell its brewing equipment and transfer its lease to Burlington-based Zero Gravity Brewing.
Oh.
So wasting no time to get some new tenants in there. But there's no real, other than just that they're just packing their bags and July 1st, it's done. And they'll just scrub the tables and change the sign.
Get that cleaning deposit. Weren't they like partial buyout or something? Well, there was something funky about them. They had like a weird story of like they like got swindled. They got bought out, but they were swindled somehow. They like shot themselves in the foot or something. It was something weird. I'm glad I brought it up that I don't know the full story. Somebody listening does. And I was like, yeah, Mikey, you're right.
But they just said Magic Hat has about 43 employees. For those in brewing and operations, there would be an opportunity for them to transfer to Zero Gravity. And all employees leaving the company will get severance pay. So,
good.
It's a modestly sized company. And then that's a looking out for. Here's a thing. Pyramid Brewing has a brand refresh. Ooh. Here's another announcement. Pyramid Brewing is still making beer. So,
who knew?
Yeah.
They're no longer a pyramid. Now they're like a square. refresh. Yeah. Branding.
So they have Outburst, which is an Imperial IPA. They still have the Apricot Ale. They're Hefeweizen.
Oh, yeah. They can't get rid of those.
And there's a Curveball. What's a Curveball, Mikey?
It's a baseball reference. It's a type of pitch a player will execute. It will start, it will arc as it comes to the batter, and then it's difficult for the batter to anticipate where the ball will end up.
I will admit that this rebrand is like they paid good money, and it is nice.
Oh, well, I will look for that pyramid brand rebranding.
So there's, yep, they don't say what Curveball is though.
It's probably hazy. I
don't think it's hazy, but it's really a Baltic Porter.
It's a hazy Baltic Porter. Finally, hazy Baltic Porters are getting hazed. What I've been trying to tell people this whole time. Nobody wants to listen.
Blondale.
It's a Blondale.
That is the Curveball. You get it and you're like, oh, it's just a Blondale.
Yeah. Here's a Curveball. Blondale.
Didn't see that one coming.
As you may have heard, if you're Californian based,
heard of it.
There's a lot of counties that just slipped right into phase three as
under the radar.
Friday at
hey babe, a.m. how about we slip into phase three?
Wow.
So slipping into phase three and Friday marks exactly 3 months since everything was shut down. Because it was March 15th. That was the Sunday when the governor announced like everything stop. So
I'm sure that wasn't 3 years. Feels like 3 years.
Is this dog ears? What's going on?
And so we're now on our fifth day of being open to the public. Friday, we did a little kind of like speakeasy. It's like, if you know, you know. So we did a little 5 to 7 action. If somebody walked in, we gave them the option to sit down.
Nobody told me.
So we just kind of do some last minute troubleshooting.
He's trying to say you're not cool.
I know.
I've never seen you go out to a bar on Friday at 5 to 7. So,
I disagree.
It's not the point.
Then Saturday we did 12 to 10, Sunday 12 to 8, and then now Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday we have new hours. Instead of opening at noon, we're 3 o'clock, and we're staying open till 8 for the current time being. Kind of trying it out to see how the early part of the week goes. And it's been pretty interesting. And they were saying no open seating, so it is mandatory that we have a host, which is different. Mm-hmm. And getting people acclimated that it's just like, give us all the information about the table you want right now, because what you get is what you get.
Yeah.
So.
I kind of like this. It's assigned seating, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like inside, outside, hexagon, or regular bench, and they give you some parameters, and you're just like, okay, outside, hexagon, and they go, all right, cool, you're 17. And they'll walk you over and say, hey, if you're up and about, wear a mask. If you're seated at your table, you can remove your mask. You know, it's very simple rules. We have a QR code that takes you right to our menu.
Wow.
And we have a food truck on site, so you don't have to leave the premise to get food.
Is the Untap check-in, personal check-in board up? If I check in there, will my face show up on the board?
I would have to get back to you on that.
Oh, gosh. It's not that. Wow. You just gave me an answer. I've been trying to put,
get my Are you my trying face to check in from home?
Yeah. I'm gonna start getting into really messing with the system. I'm like, whoa, Mikey's up on the board. Where's he at? I'm like, ha-ha-ha. I'm like Butters.
What are you gonna do? Call Reggie and Butter, tell him to check the board for you.
Yep. Reggie, what's the board say? Is it am I up there? Yeah, it says you're up there.
You see me?
I'm not there, dude. I'm totally not there.
So
I'm Butters.
There'll be a pizza establishment that shall remain nameless in this instance.
Uh-huh. Nameless? What?
Remain
Renee nameless. Nameless. I know her.
Renee Mainless.
But I think we could all agree where we just said this pizza used to taste different or used to taste better is usually the common phrase I hear. Mikey, this is not an opportunity for you to shout out answers.
Damn it.
But there is a new pizza truck roaming town called Brickology Pizza. Uh-huh. And they sell pizza by the slice, or you could buy a whole pie, depending how you're feeling. Wow. And to me, it tastes exactly like the pizza that you think of that this restaurant used to taste like. And I go, this is really good. This is what my memory says this pizza should taste like. And guarantee you every time they come to Tioga, I'm going to be eating from them now.
Interesting. I will remember this tidbit.
So yeah, follow them, find them, eat them. Have a good time.
Get in there.
Yeah. Then listen to some Huey Lewis.
I love gold.
it's back. People have been clamoring. They're like, I don't like the way you guys are doing. I love gold nowadays. People mean me.
Did I said that?
Yeah, I said it. So it's back in full force. So I want to hear it. If you guys open a beer, I want to hear it. So I know to play that.
I'm just drinking a Crowler, bro.
Just a Crowler, bro. This one is from Crowler, donated bro. To the show by Dust Bowl Brewing Company out of Turlock, California. It's in brand new one. It's called Tomorrow's Clear West Coast IPA. Sorry, Nick.
What? You son of a...
Yeah, clear IPA from our friends at Dust Bowl. They gave us a 12-ounce can, but said it's going into 16-ounce cans. So we're getting a variant.
Oh, nice.
We're getting a rarity.
I like it.
You won't see this in 12-ounce cans, but we got it in a 12-ounce can. And it's West Coast. It's 7.3. It's got Turo, Carahel, Oats, and Caramucci. And the hops are Cashmere, Simcoe, Citra, and Galaxy. And it is available now, man. It's out there.
What is this Cashmere you speak of?
Cashmere. I don't think I've not had Cashmere enough to be able to pick that out.
Damn it.
But it's a good beer. Another nice one from Dust Bowl. Anything else, Matt? Everything's been okay. Have you had to reprimand anyone? Like no mask or people getting too close?
I have a feeling that we're probably the most strict on masks in town. Mm-hmm. It's not a grocery store.
I can't say
that I've necessarily confirmed that.
People aren't being that great around town. Yeah, outside of a grocery store, it seems like people think like,
they don't need no mask here. It's open, bro.
It's open, bro. Oh, okay. We've tripled our rate, but that's okay.
I upgraded the light bars on my truck to UV lights, so it kills all the germs around me.
Maybe it'll work.
I think I told you guys about what the Ford police interceptors do now, right?
I don't think so.
No. Does this sound familiar? Uh-uh. So Ford is issuing a new update for the Explorers, the new police vehicles, that they now can basically, when it's unoccupied, it can lock the doors, turn the climate control on full blast, raise the engine temperature, and it could actually bring the cabin of the vehicle up to 130 degrees or higher for up to 15 minutes. And that is essentially a self-cleaning mode where it will dry out and kill any bacteria or viruses that could be in the cabin of the vehicle. Whoa, so it is now another way for them to sanitize their vehicles.
The future!
Wow.
So if you live in Fresno, your car will be sanitized every day.
Yep. No problem here.
Especially the dark one, colored ones.
Yeah, is that like
it probably gets a little hot in the summer.
Is that real? I mean, that's what you always say, but it's real. That's all you got, Matt?
That's it.
All right. I'd like to draw your attention and all the brewery people's attention to National Beer Run Day. It's July 3rd. BeerRunDay.com. Look at the information. BeerRunDay.com.
Oh, that's right. Day before 4th of July.
Day before 4th of July. Yes. That's where you're going to make your big beer run for 4th of July.
Collect all your beer.
Yeah. CraftBeer.com and the whole independent beer movement. They've got this big marketing day. So if you want to join in on that, if you're a brewery, BeerRunDay.com. And then if you're a person buying beer Friday. That day, hashtag BeerRunDay. Yeah, and it's a Friday this year. Whew.
Friday.
So a lot of people will be off on July 3rd because that'll sort of be the holiday for it. So it's going to be a fun way to end in June, another crappy hell month. But we'll have a fun way to end it with three-day weekend in the month. And I guess begin next month, technically. And I don't know what kind of 4th of July is going to look like this year, but I guess it's just going to be people at their own houses being chill. I don't know. The stadiums, you heard anything about? See, Nick and I have ambulances on Palm. Have you heard anything about the Grizzly Stadium? Are they going to shoot fireworks off at all this year, Matt? Just for the hell of it?
I think downtown's going to be dark this year.
Ooh. That's rough. Are you guys planning on any kind of thing, or?
We're playing it day by day. If there's some more variances that happen by the time 4th of July gets here, we might try to do something, but it literally will just be like first 250 people get a seat and we'll have a food truck. That's all we could plan for right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
So watch out. July 3rd. Get all your beer and hashtag it. I heard a story about a friend of a friend said they went into Total Wine and they were able to get a case of Pliny's. You know, the classic green box I have stacked up in the studio here that you can get at the brewery, buy a case of Pliny's. I've been told that they've got that at Total Wine and I don't think I like it. I don't think Total.
It's probably not cold if it's
there. No. I don't think Total Wine deserves, in general, I don't think Total Wine deserves to have Pliny the Elder. If we're being honest here, if I've got the true stick.
You want the little guys to get the Pliny?
I don't think Total Wine deserves it. The amount of beer that they have warm for starters, is large. And then their dates are terrible a lot of the times. And they're more focused on their wine and liquor department. And the beer department's just sort of like back in the corner, no bells and whistles. And they're like, here's your beer. It's back here. But have you looked at our
wine? We had wine? To do this to get the good whiskey.
Yeah. So I don't think I would like to see Russian River just pull off Total Wine altogether. I don't like it. But whatever. The more Russian River out there, the better. But I'm just
what's your cutoff for old? What do you consider old Pliny?
Ooh, 1 month. No, not
30 days. Huh?
Not too old to like. Oh, I'm not going to drink this. It's 5 weeks old. It's still a great beer. But you know, Pliny. They're very focused to be. You want it new as hell, fresh as hell. I mean, every IPA is like that, but still. But Pliny's earned the right to like make sure. You know what I'm saying, man?
Not mean. No, I never thought about it.
No, man.
I'll drink old Pliny. I don't care.
Well, I'll drink old Pliny. Sam.
Is it beer? Is it cold? Shit, let's go.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your diary? Ma 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 ba biddy biddy bee boo. Oh, this is the portion of the show where we let the listeners have at it. We let them have their own 3-minute podcast and we let them take over the show. Talk about what they want. You can be doing that too. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line. Or you can record something and send it to us via email, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. And let's go. Since my finger naturally went there, we're going to click on to the emails and see what we got in there.
Ooh.
What do we got in there? And our first voicemail of the week comes from...
What a perfect pour. Drew, you be here? Just a quick little thing.
Drew, you be
here. Everybody from the Easter egg hunt from 2 weeks ago, your beer is on the way, Holmes. Thank you for holding. Thank you for waiting, and thank you for not calling me out. What else? I said, with everything opening up and people being able to go to restaurants, when is the Perfect Pour getting back together in Mikey's Dorktown Studios and start podcasting together? That's about it, Holmes. Cheers, celebrate, and enjoy the week. It's gonna be a nice weekend, homie. Good weather. Well, let's chew your beer. You have to watch. Peace out, eh?
Peace out. Chew. What do you think? I don't know.
Dang.
When are we going to get in the studio?
I don't know. I think that's the your call.
Phase 4,
huh? Whenever they call phase four.
We're a phase four.
We've got to let the governor declare. He's got to include podcasts. Say, okay, podcasts can now resume. Together, so it's Newsom's call, Chew, or Bran. Mayor Lee Bran says it's okay, then we'll do it. Thanks for Chew for the call. Is it that bad right now, Chew, that we're not in the studio? I mean, it's always a better show when we're in the studio.
Wow.
We're doing all right. We're trying to make it.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my hands up.
We're living through a tree over here with shout outs. I said, who am I shouting out?
Shout out show.
Dang.
The one and only Robin Holmes. Who's Robin? Ants and Robin, homie. Ants' wife, Robin. Why? Every craft beer enthusiast needs a wife like that. to back them up, Holmes. Dang. She loves craft beer. She drives them places, and she doesn't care. She cares. She's all about it, homie. So shout out to you, Robin. Ant, you got a good one, homie. Shout out, Robin. Really, really appreciate you being there behind your homie. I had a great conversation with both of them. And hopefully my boy buys a shotgun. Enough said, homie. All right, this is To Your Beer, and this is shout outs.
I was waiting to see if Chew would slip something in there. All right, shout out show, one of the rising podcast, new podcasts on the Perfect Pour. The shout out show to Robin. You guys all right? Still on your same beers?
Oh no, I got a new one.
Oh, you did.
That was a can, by the way.
Oh, damn, I would have guessed that.
I love gold.
Ooh. What you got?
Oh, yeah. Track 7. Duh, what the heck does that say? I don't know. It's Imperial style.
Track 7. Track 7. Change the
Dark Ailment.
Marketing.
What? Yeah, Dark Ailment.
Dark Ailment. Ooh.
Imperial Stout.
All right. What's your initial reaction?
And it's good.
And it's good.
Roasty.
Roasty.
Or I got a lot of foam, so it's going to take me a minute.
You're making me thirsty. I'm going to go to the beer fridge. I don't know what's going to happen here, but I'm going, guys.
We don't either. Now we're scared because you can't hear us anymore.
I'll see you later. Hey, Fridge Mike.
Hey, he's back, but he can't hear us.
He can't hear us.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. What's in
here? No, he has no idea. Maybe he's flipping the record to side 2. Man. Sports.
I love these. Too bad I'll never have these. That sucks.
Hey, don't touch that.
Oh, here's one for Matt. I'm gonna grab that.
All the fun he's missing out on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, music break with Huey Lewis.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Is it really drop some wow? My Spotify is going to hate me tomorrow.
Hey, what show did I come back to? What is this? Did you play copyrighted music that we're going to get kicked off of Spotify for?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Probably. We're now kicked off of Spotify.
I love gold.
So Space Ghost, I found it on, I think it was like Amazon Prime or something like that. And I'm rewatching the beauty of that show right now.
The original cartoon or the talk show?
Yeah, Coast to Coast, the talk show.
Coast to Coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great show.
Brack and Zorak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Brack.
I never delved into the history of it, like how much the guests knew what was going on and how much it seemed like sometimes the guests really didn't know what the hell was happening, and others were like in on the joke, and then others were just like, I don't know, like, is this real? What's going on with this show? Like, I wonder what I would like to know what the person, whoever the guest was, what do they see? Are they just hearing? Do you know, Matt? Like, would the guests just hear the people doing the voice, or would they see something? I don't know. What the hell happened on that show?
Yeah, I mean, they could only animate it once they have the script, right? But I imagine there could be like possibly like a storyboard, or maybe they're live acting with the, you know, the people do voiceovers, mm-hmm, or something.
Look it up, people. Space Ghost Coast to Coast. That's some good ass entertainment. I opened up three chocolatiers double milk stout from Riverlands Brewing Company, donated to the show by Chef. And Riverlands, I'm going to assume it's Chicago, but I can't. I'm not seeing where exactly. But, got some like, almost like cherry or something.
It's a little dark for you, Mikey.
Yeah, I know it is. I guess somebody's got to drink it, man.
Little worried. Getting worried.
It's pretty good.
We're going to have to fish you out of the pool later. What's going on here?
Maybe. Check my Snapchat later and see what I'm up to out there.
Does the producer make you wear your swim trunks like after 8 o'clock just in case?
She's like, "Would you just put those on?"
Yeah. It's going to make things gonna a lot easier. You're going to go in there.
I know you're going to go in there. It's a lot better if you have them on.
Oh, come on, babe.
We're still doing some voicemails.
These are my favorite pants.
These are my favorites. Those were the emailed voicemails. It was just from Chew this week. Then we got a couple traditional voicemails, though. So don't worry, guys.
B double E double R U N. Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's up, fellas? Hope you can hear me. I'm kind of in the middle of nowhere, southern Idaho, almost Utah. Obviously, yeah. That region is Jay. Hope you all are doing good. Obviously, as I say, I'm on a beer run. Coming back from Idaho. Idaho Falls, met my brother for lunch and stuff. Done a lot of good stuff. A couple different Belching Beavers. They're a new Deftones collab, a Swerve City.
Had it.
Got the Hazer's Gonna Haze, Revision Disco Ninja, Revision Dr. Lupulin, or George Danzine. Collab between Two Roads and Evil Twin. Geyser Goza, I think that's what it's called. You found a new Mother Earth. Found something, I believe it's Tool Brewing, from Europe.
Heard of it.
I'm not sure what it's called. I think it's called Shapes. Lots of different shapes on the can art and stuff. One thing I've been meaning to ask, maybe Matt has some info on it, or maybe Nick or Mike, you might know. So one thing I'm wondering about as far as aging goes, so bottles that are corked, so like, you know, wine and stuff, they're supposed to store on its side so you can kind of keep the cork moist. You had a corked beer? Should you store it on its side to keep the cork moist also? Or just, you know, keep it nice and cool like normal for however long? I got a couple corked bottles. I've always been curious about it. Store it on its side just like wine just in case. But, hope everyone's staying safe out there. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Take care of yourselves.
Word.
Later. Oh, yeah. And keep up the good work.
Going to
Utah.
Utah.
There Utah. It is.
Utah.
Utah.
I think most corks these days are synthetic. So it probably doesn't matter which orientation you store it. Bottle caps nowadays should be free of BPA. So you can store them either way. I wouldn't suggest storing older beers on their sides if you care about BPA. And even if you did have a cork that did let something pass through per se, chances are if you're going to sit on a beer for 4 or 5 years, it could be a little oxidized anyways. That could just give the beer character, in my opinion.
That's character.
Wow.
All right. So don't do it. Don't bother. Stand them up.
Don't bother. Wow.
Stand your beers up, man.
I guess I'll have to figure out how mine taste because they have
it. Yeah. You're going to have to get two of the same and stand one up and lay one down. See what happens.
Lay it down.
Honey,
we got a rat problem.
Lay it down. Round and round.
Go. Honey, call the exterminator. We got a rat problem.
Tell you why. Dig. Great album, by the way. Final voicemail.
Hey, guys. The Fontana Jim here. I haven't called in since the two-call show.
Oh.
So I know Mike, it's not like Mikey needs another reason to like Green Cheek, but let me tell you guys a little story.
Here we go.
So I went down to the Green Cheek and I got a six-still of a pale ale because I was helping out some local businesses during the COVID quarantining.
COVID.
Put that six-still in my
You got the COVID. I
enjoyed that thing for a couple weeks. Gave off some it was a little small growlers to some friends, shared it around, did the nice thing.
Sounds illegal.
So when I returned my keg, I got a receipt, said $150, no big deal, blah, blah, blah. Didn't think about it. A couple days later, noticed,
hey,
my credit card statement is not correct. And in fact, that same day, manager from Green Cheek gave me a call. Said, Mr. Warner? Yeah?
Yeah.
Apologize, but the guy that took your keg or kicked it back, your keg deposit, he didn't refund you $150 for the keg deposit like he was supposed to. He charged you $150. So we'll go ahead and get that fixed for you. I said, well, I really do appreciate it. Now I don't have to try and call and dispute
it's a $300 swing
and go through that whole rigmarole. So, long story short, get my thing fixed, got my $300 back from them. The next day, I'm at home, and my wife goes, hey, you got some beer that you ordered? I said, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't order any beer.
What you talking about?
So, shit. Nice guys,
I don't know where that came from.
She slipped me a nice four-pack of pipe cans as a... really sorry we messed up on your order and we're trying to fix it and we gave you your money back and here you go, thank you, appreciate your business.
Yeah,
so I guess my question is, Bearded Brewer, what nice thing have you done correct some sort of mistake in any establishment you may or may not have worked at? And that goes for you too, Mikey. I know you're in the customer service industry. Now, Nick,
I don't know
what that deep voice is going to tell me, but I wanted to share a nice story with you guys, and I figured Mikey needed another reason to like Green Cheek, because I knew that they're beer mailing, because I got mine.
They're good folks.
See you guys later. Keep up the good work, guys. Fontana.
Yay.
Fontana.
I miss Fontana. I didn't go this year.
Have you gone the extra mile, Matt, to make up for a wrongdoing? Or have anything happened bad that you even need to make up for?
Are you perfect? So I'm the manager, so I'm not usually the first person that people talk to. I'm usually the one that's called in. They go,
hey, this guy hates me. Can you talk to him?
Yeah. And so by the time I get there, I just know that the person wants to be heard. They want to explain.
I'm bona fide. See, I came in here. I'm bona fide. And this guy, he didn't know I'm bona fide. And I said, hey, I'm bona fide.
What had gone wrong. And usually they'll
suggest I'm industry, and this guy didn't recognize that I'm industry. And I think everyone should know that Perfect Pour is industry. What are you going to do to fix this, man?
And
sorry,
yeah.
I broke your train. Broke your chain, yep. Derailed it real hard. went right into the San Joaquin River.
Yeah, it's rammy.
And it's gone.
It's Ram Truck Month.
Ram Truck Month. By the way, what's the Ford truck right now? Like the Ford's
the Raptor?
No, not the Raptor. There's another one. But it's trying to look like the Tacoma real bad. Real, real bad.
Oh, the Ranger.
No, not even the Ranger. Something no, else.
Not even the Ranger?
Yeah.
You're going to make me look this up. It's a midsize or the big
one? Yeah. It's a midsize. Anyway. Matt, all I have to say for that Fontana Jam, Matt take care of anything. he'll right the ship anywhere. Whatever needs to be done, even if it comes out of his personal account, he'll take care of it. I cannot imagine a scenario where like Matt looks like a bad guy at the end. It just seems
Matt the bad guy. That's his legal name.
And by the way, I am my job.
Are you sure it's not the Raptor? This looks an awful lot.
Oh, maybe it is. Maybe it is a Raptor. Can you show me? No, he can't show me. Picture.
I can show you.
I think maybe it is a Raptor. It's like, I like those Tacomas. Let's just make them look like Tacomas.
Look like Tacoma.
We haven't heard from Matt in a while.
I almost texted it to Matt too. I was like, dude, you see this shit? Look, they're trying to make it look like Tacoma. Yep, that was it. You're right. It was a Raptor.
But that's an F-150. It's a Raptor, but that's an F-150.
Well, I know it's bigger, but it's got the grill-ish thing that Mikey might be talking about. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I'm not
disagreeing with you. I'm just saying it's just their normal truck dressed up.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But
I saw at the 76 station at Herndon and Wes. I'm like, dude, who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
Thanks, Fontana Jim, and thanks everyone that called into the show. That's the one thing I'm missing right now is the voicemail closing song. I'm not sure where that's at. I've somehow misplaced it.
She called me and left me a voicemail.
But she didn't like my name. Blah, 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 blee.
Bam, bam, bam.
I don't remember that part. What,
this one?
Wait, does Matt have it?
Did a solo at the end.
No!
That's the other one.
It's not the same.
One day we'll look back on like COVID era of the show and be like, remember when we worked in the same place? Everything was
weird.
There it is.
All that work Paul did. Voicemail,
but she didn't leave
her. Here we go. Listen.
Blah, bleep, bloop, bleep, blah. Aw. I feel like the show's getting centered again. Nick.
Hi.
Would you like to look out for a beer? Is there a beer floating out there in the ether of the beer culture that you're like, I want that one?
This beer file this beer under do I want this beer?
Do I want this beer? Do you have that untapped? Do you have a file for do I want this beer?
Not yet, but that's a great idea.
You should.
This is from Russia. Russia, please.
Well, yes, it's the best of beer. Most beer country, we would rank number one in most liquid sold.
Is Russia drink?
We have vodka hopped beers.
Oh, that'd be good.
I'd try that. Hey, all right. Well, go to Moscow. It's all over the place there.
Okay, so this is Unholy Melancholy from AF Brew out of St. Petersburg, Russia.
Mm-hmm. Good old St. Petersburg.
This is a Baltic porter aged in Laphroaig Scotch whiskey barrels.
Wow. Have you heard of Laphroaig Scotch whiskey?
Yes.
Oh.
And Laphroaig is insanely smoky, peaty scotch. Like, if you could drink a campfire, this is what it would taste like.
Okay.
So they took a Baltic porter, which is typically light-bodied, and put it in this Laphroaig barrel. So I'm wondering how much smoke you're going to get out of this into the beer.
A lot.
Hopefully a lot.
Wow, how are you gonna get this? Where is this at? It's in St. Petersburg.
It's from Russia, St. Petersburg, Russia.
I have not heard of a Russian listener yet, but that doesn't mean we don't have any Russian listeners. So
yes,
and maybe some Eastern Europe countries listen, and maybe they could get some of that.
Maybe Ed from Wales vacations in Russia. We don't know.
For Ed's like the closest. He's like, I'm over here in England, man. I'm going to go over to Russia and get your beer.
Oh, I love Russia in the summertime. It's quite nice.
It's quite nice. It's me, Ed.
It's quite nice. The bears are hibernating. I don't chase you as much.
I'm so happy to be in St. Petersburg. Now, I'm here representing the perfect pool. Nick has a beer he's looking out for. Can you put me in the right direction, mate?
Give me the beer, please.
Now he's got Austrian, and now he's got Ed's got an Austrian accent. He's from Wales.
Yeah.
He's got an Austrian accent, and he's in St. Petersburg, Russia, trying to get Nick a beer.
He goes in and out, you know. That's right. This is going to work perfectly.
You're going to give me that beer. It's me, Ed from Wales.
I'm Ed from Wales.
I'm industry. I'm industry.
Look at my sticker collection. It is massive.
I have all the perfect poor variants.
May I interest you in sticker? It is nice.
Look at this calendar. It has all the popular... Perfect for listeners.
You take care of me next year. You'll be in calendar too.
Maybe I get you in 2021 calendar, huh? You do for me.
Yes, you like.
I will tell Janine. She will get you right in there.
I know the Janine. Yeah. Yes, she gets you in calendar. I put in good work for you.
Yep.
Well, you've never heard of the Janine. Oh, you. You must hear of the Janine.
I must go. You've never heard of Janine. Having a good old time. Anyways, now I'm realizing I don't have tangent. There's another one I need to friggin' pull together. Don't have tangent.
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 Post-COVID.
What are we doing here? We're Nick's looking out for any more beers. You're looking out for other than Russian beers.
Jeez, need to look out for more than that. Oh, so what? What the hell's the deal with this? dry hop Pliny. Is it actually coming around here? Have you guys seen it yet?
No.
Or is this just
so
like
far, so far
social media trolls?
So far, it's only been around Santa Rosa area. It has not shown up. I don't think it's shown up in their distribution, but they did do another batch just this week.
So somehow people are dragging it into the valley.
There. Yeah, they're getting it. I think they are shipping it. You can get it shipped.
Oh,
but I don't think it's making it to the distribution wing of
no Fresh store, Harbor. No in-store purchases
right.
So far.
That, so far, but maybe it'll show up. I'm hoping the market will have it. I'm still looking out for that beer.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm-mm. I'm also looking out for the yard sign. They have yard signs. You know, the political, like, whatever for president sign. They made some Plenty for President yard signs. So I want one of those. That
would be cool.
I want to put that one out in my yard.
Wow. Uh-oh. I can make you a counterfeit one.
Louis.
Oh, wow. Louis not happy.
Come here. I have all kinds of critters that come through this back portion of the property. Cats, possums, foxes, other things. Louis, hey, Lou. Mm-mm. Nobody wants to hear it. Thank you, though. Thank you. Oh, and people that steal my bike. By the way, I haven't told you guys, you know, lots of my fixies been referenced for many years on the show.
Yes, yes.
It got stolen from my driveway in the middle of the day.
What?
I have it on video. What? I have it on video and everything.
Ooh.
Of course, the sheriffs couldn't give any lesser of a shit about it. Like, I got it on video. Like, yeah, cool. Cool that you got on video. I've come to find out that getting people on video stealing things is completely worthless, other than your own enjoyment of, like, here's a guy stealing my shit.
Enhance.
That's, I mean, without giving too much away, it's not like you're off of a main street. It's like,
I know. I'm at the end of
what the hell?
Street, dead end street. It's he left his bike though. He rode up my driveway. Maybe I'll put this on the forum or something. He rode up my driveway, saw my bike. I had my bike parked in front of my truck, and got off his bike, placed his bike next to my truck, got onto my bike, and rode away. It's not some expensive bike either. I mean, it was mildly expensive, but it wasn't like a super high end bike or anything. It was just, you know, it was a bike. So, yeah. Wow. And so he left his janky Frankenstein bike. And so I've got that. I haven't ridden that around.
Did you have a Franken bike?
No, I'm not riding. It's you have to take a look
completely at it. Completely cover it in 805 stickers and you'll be okay.
Yeah. I'll look cool. Whoa, look at that guy. He's got the 805 bike. Yep. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Hi, more are you looking out for, Nick?
It reminds me of the old...
Looking out for a fixie now. Holy crap.
Yeah, look out for that.
It reminds me of the old saying, death to bike thieves.
Death to bike thieves.
It used to be a sticker that was popular.
Ironically, I had been using it a lot more lately because there were go through time periods of me just sitting there and you guys would come in and go like, oh, there's a bike just sitting in the same spot it was last week.
Yeah, well, I wrote it. This guy says no.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you started moving it around, so I think you wrote it.
At one point, there was a little earthquake and it fell over during that, so that happened.
Picked it back up.
Yeah, picked it back up. Moved it a little bit. Probably burned a calorie.
One kcal.
Matt, are you looking out for anything?
Yes, two beers. Ninkasi is doing a 19.2 ounce.
I remember them.
Tricera hops, which is their Imperial IPA, double IPA.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
So
that used to be the jam.
That sounds cool.
I'm all about a double IPA, and if they want to put it in a 19.2, even better. And then here's one from New Realm Brewing Company, which they are in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
And Virginia. It's a West Coast double IPA.
Ooh, yes.
And it's called Jacked Squatch.
What?
And it's an ultra buff Sasquatch.
Ultra buff Sasquatch. He's been ripping
his Hulk Hogan, you know, yellow tank top off.
Yeah. Oh, no. Brother.
There's like a travel trailer with like string lights coming off it. So he must be glamping and he just decided to rip off his tank top. It's called Jack Squatch.
And so, all the ladies went wild.
Monsters and Myths, double IPA, series 2 of 4. So that looks cool. It's right. Citra, Centennial, Simcoe, and Vic's Secret. Decent hops, 9%. And they're claiming it's West Coast, guys.
Oregon. Yeah. Oregon. It's so cute that Oregon thinks they're on the West Coast.
You're saying they're...
they're so adorable.
East Coast.
Why did you say what? Oregon?
Ninkasi.
That was the previous.
Oh, story. I'm sorry. I lost the thread.
This is Atlanta and Virginia.
Oh yeah. I'm with you now. I'm back. I'll bet they can make a better West Coast than Ninkasi than somebody from Oregon can. Oregon doesn't understand that they're on the West Coast. They like think they think they're in the East Coast, but they're not.
Yeah, they think they're low maintenance, but they're really high maintenance.
I'm super low maintenance, okay? My beer geeks are so lucky. I am so low maintenance. That's all. Those are your two looking out for us, Matt. Our Atlanta listeners will be looking for that. We don't have an Atlanta rep, do we? I don't think we do. Atlanta is way too big a city for us not to have a rep in. Come on, Atlanta.
Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
Are you ready?
PerfectPortPod.com/reps. REPS. If you want to be a rep. You know, one day when we're back to, well, I guess things are open now, so reps are back into play. So if you're in a town or city and you listen to the show, you want to be our rep. So other listeners are like, I'm coming to your town, bro. I need to know what's going on. Well, you can tell them, like, these are the places you go. We do not have any
Atlanta reps.
Yeah, let's go.
No Georgia reps at all.
The brother referenced it, so I had to pull it up.
It's a good pull.
Nice. Haze free since 93, bro. Are you
ready? Dang, dang, dang. Bow, okay. Bow.
Are you ready? Oh, Spotify will include.
Spotify is done with us. If you have listened to the show on Spotify, we're sorry. We are gotten kicked off. Get off my podcast. Got kicked off Spotify, so it happens.
It's ungotten.
Because I,
Mikey,
I, There was the get year? Up like yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Matt.
Said Mikey, what year was that album?
Ooh, ooh, I know.
I'm gonna say 85.
No.
Damn it.
91.
Really?
No. 90.
Oh man, that went way too far back for that. Yeah. Damn it. Yeah. I feel shame now.
I feel the shame. I feel the shame. All the shame.
I feel the shame.
Okay, so how to make a playlist? How do I make a playlist in Spotify? Can you guys walk me through that right now on the spot?
I know how to make a list in Untapped. I don't know about Spotify.
Not helping. You're not helping.
You're not helping. And then you can share it to the listeners so they can find you. What are you on Spotify?
I don't know.
Are you the Nick Gady on Spotify?
How do I find that? Okay, walk me through how to find that.
I don't know what my name is on Spotify either. I think I'm It feels like I'm friends with Matt, though. Feels like
no,
that
Matt
was a
probably
knows. No, but I'm think. I feel like I've like looked at Matt's playlist before.
I am Nick Napoli.
Do you just know if you have the desktop app? There's a new playlist button in the bottom left, and you just click that. Once you name it, you click on the ellipses on the songs, and then you can add it to.
I need to, maybe there's an option. We're going to go on a Spotify tangent, listener.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Sorry. To tell Spotify, don't include this in my algorithm. I'm playing, because a lot of times, because we have family, we'll have family over for, events like Easter or whatever. Yeah. And I'll put on, both sides of the family, my parents and Becky's parents are big into the Beatles and Elvis and that kind of stuff.
Ooh.
So I'll put together that kind of playlist, but I don't necessarily want Spotify to think he loves this stuff. We're gonna keep feeding him this. So how can I get at it for it's not gonna affect my algorithm, but I can still play it. That's what I want to know.
Wow. You don't want it to get in the way of your Wiggles playlist?
Yeah, got a lot of Wiggles. Yeah. Stuff. I've got a lot of grindcore. I don't want to get my grindcore playlist messed up with Beatles.
That's right.
All right. It's going to check their Spotify. No answer. Maybe a listener can call us next week with their Spotify recommendations.
Yeah, give us some Spotify knowledge. I know there's a no button when you're in car mode, but it's not available when you're
no
regular.
Button. No.
Yeah.
When they bring up a song, no. Spotify brings up a song, you say, no. No, Spotify. No. Bad.
No, no.
Bad Spotify. No, no. I don't like this. I don't know who's...
Oh, I found it. Create playlist.
All right.
I love the show this week, guys.
Oh, really? Thank you.
I love when Nick was creating playlists on Spotify. That was a good.
Yeah. That was a great part of the show.
That was a great part of your beer show. Oh, thank you.
Add song, Power of Love. Yes.
Build my whole algorithm off Power of Love. Hello, Spotify. Hello, Spotify? Yes, this is Spotify. Can you build my whole fucking algorithm off Power of Love? Huey Lewis in the news. You got it.
That's where we're going with this.
You're not the first person that's asked us that.
Yeah, some guy named Michael called us last week about the same thing.
My name's quote-unquote Michael.
Oh, he really? Also included a Snapchat link for some reason.
He's like, check out my Snapchat after 10 p.m. Premium.
Yeah. I got my swim trunks on.
9:59. They go off. I'm looking out for it. I told you guys earlier in the show.
Okay. Let's get to
Mega looking out for. So, first off, I'm looking for a Sam Adams beer, the summer ale. Wow. Because it's in a can. What? And I saw it.
You miss Chili's?
Yeah. This is how fucked up this COVID's got me. I'm like, man, I miss Chili's.
I miss my Chili's, man.
Sam Adams. All the variants of Sam Adams.
I'm missing my
Buffalo Wild Wings, man. Remember Buffalo Wild Wings, bro? Chili's, Buffalo Wild Wings, Red Robin, Texas Roadhouse. Fuck, man.
No, but I'm like a summer.
Miss them seasonal kegs, huh?
Yep. Hey, I'm looking for something.
Do you miss talking to the server about their seasonal?
What's your seasonal? I can see that you're a person that actually cares about something, so I'm going to go ahead and check with my manager, because you're going to yell at me.
We got St. Adam's Oktoberfest.
It's always, you're like the first person that's ever asked any questions about the beer menu. Always. They're just like, whoa, you were the first person that asked that question.
Sorry, man, I just started my shift. You got to give me a minute to get my shit together.
I'll be back when you guys are ready. Actually, I'm ready. No, I'll be back when you're ready.
When I'm ready.
When I'm ready. And then they go in the back and they're just like, they do the thing where you put your both hands on first customer of the day. They put your both hands on your legs and you hunch over a little bit. You're like, wait, what's going on, Jack? What's going on? First fucking customer of the day. Ask me what the fucking season was.
What's the seasonal beer?
Fuck. Does anybody know what the seasonal is? No, nobody knows what the seasonal is, man. Wait, you're saying some guy asked? Yes, some guy. I asked me what the seasonal was.
Son of a bitch. It's not even.
It's 2:00 in the afternoon. Can I ask you what the seasonal was?
Not even happy hour yet. This guy's asking already.
Nobody can.
Leave this guy.
I've had it. I'm gone, guys. I'm going home.
Give him a complimentary tower onion rings. That'll get him quiet for a minute.
Throw him some onion rings out there. Okay. Here, sir. Sorry for the wait. Sir. Here's some onion rings.
Okay. Okay. I'm still waiting on that seasonal, though. Good onion rings. You got some ranch?
Got any ranch? Oh, shit. Now he wants ranch. You believe this guy? God free damn. Onion rings, and now he wants ranch.
You know what? I've had a lot of stuff going on today. I got to come into work for this. So, yeah, I'm looking for Sam Adams, all right? Everyone, watch out.
Hey, bump up table 15's COVID surcharge for me. This guy's going to be an asshole.
Georgia. We have a lot of Georgia talk this week. Creature Comforts. Just because we haven't talked about, I haven't had Creature Comforts in forever. Creature Comforts. Moon Tree Pale, 5.7% with citrus, Simcoe, Chinook, and Cascade. It's an easy drinking citrus and piney beer. I just need to look out for Creature Comforts this week. I don't know. I guess you guys probably didn't pick anything up over there in the coast, but Silva Brewing, they're canning beers. And apparently it's at the market. There's some, the market has some Silva cans. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah. And they're hand-filled. Hand-filled and hand-labeled by Dylan and Brian out there at Silva.
They ladled it into the crawler?
Yeah, ladled. Hand-ladled.
Hand-ladled into
1,200 cans. Now, what does that mean, hand-filled, Matt? What does hand-filled mean when you're talking about cans?
It's done by a person, not by a machine.
So, like, they pulled a lever down, physically did it.
I don't know of their method, but usually hand filling, there's a wand, and at the wand, at the end of it, there is a tip. And so, when the tip is depressed in the bottom of the can, it will fill from bottom up. That's usually what I've seen, but they could have something way fancier.
1,200, that's a lot.
Ooh.
I mean, it's like from
600 twice.
I remember, you know, our Maddie here used to be a baller on the balling line. Balls. Cranking them out. Cranking those Tiogas out.
That's right. Sherms.
Shermans.
All the Shermans.
Low fills, bro. Filter. We don't see any low fills anymore. I miss low fills. Silva Called Arms Brewing. This is a Denver area brewer. They making a... Sorry, folks. Park's closed. It's got John Candy artwork on the can. The moose out front should have told you.
Moose and squirrel.
It's got Ryowanka and Enigma hops. And what? It's a West Coast. They're trying to be a West Coasty. Another non-West Coast trying to be West Coast. Call in Janine to at least try it and tell us about it. I mean, it's got John Candy on the can. You can't beat that. Four Noses Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
Forklift Elevator. It's a New England double IPA. And this is a label buy because it's got a forklift acting as an elevator. Yeah.
Are they on a pallet? What's the platform?
Yeah. No, it's just like you got to ride the forklift up to the next floor, basically. Slice Beer Company out of Sacramento area. The Double Original Juice XXOJ. It's a double hazy IPA. 8.5 with Citra, Mosaic, Galaxy, Simcoe. It's just an awesome label. It's a label buy and a beer buy. And they've got glassware to go with it. It just looks magical. And it's Slice Beer Co. And Trillium. How about a Trillium beer? We don't really get Trillium beers, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. The Fins IPA is a label buy. Trillium likes to use these maps and the... It's got a map grid and then on the label and then, but it only highlights like this little park strip in it. So it's just cool looking. I love maps. And
is that where they're located?
I don't know. That apparently the Fins are this little park strip that looks like on the map. And the plane for president. We talked about that one. Still looking out for that. Maybe it'll show up. Maybe it won't. Outer Range Brewing Company. Is I miss loud tap rooms. That's another Denver area. You don't miss loud tap rooms with all the hubbub.
There's the peaceful tap rooms.
It's a DDH with Strata heavy DDH, but also has Mosaic and here, get this hop. Maybe Matt's heard of this one. Styrian Wolf. It's Styrian Wolf. Styrian Wolf. Styrian Wolf hop. No, Matt has changed his head. No. That is a new hop to me, man. Oh, sounds cool. So, and there's a lot of cool beers that Outer Range is coming up with and label wise and beer names. So, there you go. Those are some things we're looking out for. We're doing all right. I might need to get one more beer. Yeah. Just like us right now, caught drinking. Matt.
I've been drinking.
Yeah, throw curveball. Matt, what are you drinking this week? Oh, there was some promises of coastal drinking.
Ooh.
Let's see if it came true.
I told you that I had Kilo.
Yeah, we already knew that.
That's it.
That's it. It's all kilo kilo, man.
We just hung out at the beach house. We didn't venture out.
Did you guys empty those coolers last week?
Yeah. Killed them. Killed them clean.
Did you come back with anything?
I don't know if that's what the kids say.
Oh, yeah. They love to say killed them clean.
Killed them clean.
Did you come back with anything other than kilo kilo?
Nope.
Nope. No Silva.
Nothing.
Nothing, man.
Like I said, we literally drove to the beach house and drove home. That was it.
You did a big bird to Paso Robles, huh? Oh, mysteriously, there was a fire in Avila the day after you guys left. Interesting.
Wow, mysterious.
Interesting.
Mm. How did that happen?
I don't know. Dang. It's interesting.
Last time they don't open the public bathrooms.
That's all you got, Matt, this week? You've been drinking?
That's it.
All right. Nick.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope Untapped has stuff for me. Because I don't remember.
Please pass, Nick. I hope you remember too.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you on Untapped this week, dude. So I'm guessing you're not gonna find anything.
Let's see. I did have a June 6th, June 10th. A Treat Yourself from Zach's Brewing. Maybe that was on the show last week.
Yeah, I think so, Ram.
I think that was a show beer. Matt and I split a vanilla bean Midnight Lightning. Mm-hmm. At the beach house.
Variant.
Yeah. This is a variant. It's 2018. It was old. Oxidized.
Oh, jeez.
You could tell it was on the side.
Yeah, you guys laid it on the side, didn't you?
Yeah. I took a couple. No, I didn't take. I took some Zach's beers and drank those. Must have had the hellabiscus or heckabiscus.
Oh, chief, you had the hellabiscus, chief.
And then, but we went to California Fresh Market when we were in San Luis.
Nice.
And I bought a couple of Pineys. Oh, what else did I buy? I bought a Monterey Street Pale. I had a Lucky Day IPA from Central Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I think an Ocularity from Bottle Logic.
Man, look at your memory. It's pretty impressive.
My memory. I'm picturing them coming out of the cooler, out of the door.
You're walking yourself through your cooler moments.
Yeah. Once we get back to Fresno, went out of the barrel. They had a couple beers that I picked up that were unique.
Some uniques. New York.
But I did not check them in.
Oh. Well, go through your recycling bin right now and let's see what it was.
There we go. Oh, no. Trash day was Tuesday.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry.
Swinks.
Sorry.
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 Well, you have the same as mine.
Ooh. I wonder if I'm Wednesday, at Friday, wait, is it, happy hour.
Is it Wednesday morning they come or Tuesday morning?
Mine is Tuesday morning.
Oh, okay. Different than mine then, dude.
Oh, yeah. I had a think tank from Kern River.
Oh, how was that?
That was nice. That was a double IPA.
Oh.
From them. Experimental series. New Zealand hops. New Zealand Raku hops. Yeah. Kern River.
All right. Well, the Nick 80 on Untapped. When you remember to check in, he's there. Matt is That's Bearded right. Brewer 87. And you can find me, Mikey Tupper or Dorktown. And let's see what I drink this weekend. Probably something really cool. Faction Brewing Enigmatron IPA. That was a new one from Faction, at least new to me anyway. It's pretty good. It's a good beer. That Humble C, you had this one before as well, Nick. The Mr. Foggers from Humble C, the Miss Rogers neighborhood beer. I even wrote it even inspired me to write a blog post about it on MikeyTopBar.com. Just because of the can art, so cool. A new one to me, Topa Topa Brewing Can Classic Hazy. It's a nice hazy beer. It's got a baseball player on it. The can. Fort Point. San Francisco brewer Fort Point. And a new IPA called Cool. It was very cool. Had a six pack of that from the market. I think I've gone through all that at this point. And I don't know if this is my first altogether beer or my second. I think it was my second altogether from Revision Brewing's version of the altogether beer. And that was a good one. I would recommend that one. And I had the IPA from Modern Times, the Tycho. Sort of a hazy IPA from Modern Times. It's got all the colors on the can and stuff. It's fun. That's what I have been drinking this week. Find us on Untappd and be our friends. So we like to have friends. Guys, all right? No new beers?
We're hanging.
Yeah,
I got a sip left.
Sip-a. I'm having this three chocolate tears still. I'm enjoying it. They're from Riverlands. Thanks, Shep.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Thanks, Paul. Nick, do you have some cheers?
I got a couple Untappd friends.
Oh, look at you.
Brand new. Freshies. Do people like to be called freshies?
Freshies. Oh, they love it.
I don't know.
People
love
it.
How about Dave? He goes by Slim225.
Right.
And Junior, it's spelt with numbers, but I believe it says Beer Splurger from Tampa, Florida. Wow. Another Florida.
He's a math wizard.
Yeah. So there you go. New Untappd friends. Mm-hmm. Cheers to them.
Cheers to them. Matt?
Cheers out to Tony Bags. It was good to hang out with.
Oh, you got to see Tony Bags?
Hmm? He was in town the other day picking up kegs, bringing a little taste of Fresno back to the Slow County. So it's good to see him.
Suck it.
No, he said slow, not close.
I bet. Oh, didn't say Paso Robles.
I said Slow County.
Okay. Cheers to our golden gods. Oh, yeah. These guys are really cool. Give us money every month. And keeps the show cost-free for us, nearly. Now that nobody has to pay for Ubers to get over to the studio. We're now at a cost-free model at the moment. Thank you, everyone, all the Golden Gods throughout the years, the ones that have been Golden Gods and had to stop doing it, and the ones that currently are and been doing it. We really appreciate it. It's still very useful to us. And thank you for doing it. You guys are awesome. Also, cheers to Humble C for getting a new canning line. They have their own canning line now. They don't need the can. They don't need the can van anymore. As appreciative they are
for you.
The can van, they have Humble C as their own canning line. So they're big time now.
Whoa.
They're using maybe Matt will recognize this. They're using PSA out of Ohio. No, all right. That's the canning line they're using. PSA's canning line. Also, cheers to USA Mariano, to Court underscore No, No with a K, K-N-O-Y, or K-N-O-W. Courtney up there in the Fresnos. Robin and Ant, Javier Arroyo, Tangy Tangere. Tingy Tangere. Tingy Tangere. DG. Wait. D. Gugliacci. This is great to put difficult to pronounce names at the end of 2 hours of drinking.
Yay.
Craft Beer Prospector. Our friend over there in Phoenix, Taps Savvy Beer. Yo, Jimbo 2000. And all you folks that listen to the show, thank you. And if you can share it on your social media or talk about it to your friend, we appreciate it. That's how we keep the show growing and all the things. So thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Any more stuff you got? Add brothers, Nick, Matt. This is it, man. You're not going to be able to say anything until next week. You have to stay silent for a whole week. This is your chance.
I inadvertently had my first beer out at the coast.
You sit down at an establishment?
Yes. So we had lunch at a place called Ducky's in Cayugas. And they have, because it's a restaurant, they were open ahead of the phase 3.
All right.
So when we were at the coast, we were still in phase 2. Nothing, not much was open. A few things that were still had very strict rules. By the Saturday that we were leaving the coast, phase 3 had rolled in and things were opening up. So we had lunch before all that happened, but the restaurant was serving beer. So I didn't even think about it. Ordered lunch, just ordered a beer.
Hell yeah.
Ordered an Anchor Steam to have with lunch.
All right.
And so I had a pint of beer with lunch in a restaurant with no mask on. First time probably since March.
Man, look at you.
Yeah.
You're a rebel.
Closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts. It happened. I had a beer in a public space.
I did go out. I did have a beer. But that's been it. All the rest of the beers for the rest of the vacation were at the house. All the beers since I've been home have been at my house. I've not been out in the world yet.
Yep. Me neither. Outside of takeout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Takeout's still happening.
Yeah.
No sit downs.
Right. Well, that's where we're at still. So it's more important than ever to be safe. Wear a mask.
Yes. Oh, it's a new one.
Wear a mask. Yeah. Put it in there. Wear a mask.
Modified for 2020.
Be safe. Uh-huh. Have fun. Still have fun, man. Yeah. Having fun is healthy. Having fun is healthy. It keeps you sane, man. So have some fun. And check your dates still.
Oh, yes.
Got to check them.
30 days or less on the plane.
Be cool to everyone. Be cool to everyone.